from KQED.
There's no shortage of helpful advice out there for shrinking your home energy footprint. Insulate the attic, chuck those incandescent light bulbs, unplug that computer when you're not computing. Much of it goes ignored. As part of our Climate Watch project, Los Angeles Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark tells us how some of the state's utilities are trying to tackle that inertia by leveraging energy envy.
There's an old cartoon, a silent movie from the 1920s. About a perfect family named the Joneses, who we don't actually ever meet. We do meet their neighbors. In one scene, a woman is wearing a ridiculous fur-lined miniskirt because she hears Mrs. Jones has one. In another, she makes her husband put on pink socks because that's what Mr. Jones wears. The cartoon was called Keeping Up with the Joneses, and with it, a catchphrase was born. Its spirit is alive and well today.
The reality is we are greatly motivated by the behavior of others.
Now, this impulse has driven a lot of crazes in conspicuous consumption over the years, from color TVs to SUVs. But Alex Lasky thinks the same impulse could drive us toward what you might call conspicuous non-consumption. A few years ago, Lasky and his friends started a company in San Francisco called O-Power to try out this theory in the realm of energy use. They partner with utilities to create home energy scorecards that they send to residents.
We show them how their consumption compares to neighbors in similar sized homes. And this turns out to be incredibly motivating to people.
Or put another way,
I gotta beat Bill.
For Michael Carrion, the Joneses he's keeping up with are a guy named Bill. Not Jones, as it turns out.
Well, Bill, our neighbor, he's a hermit. He's an urban hermit.
I met Michael and his wife on a sleepy street near the house they rent in the Southern California town of Glendale. The local utility company is one of O-Power's clients. And recently, Michael and his neighbors started getting these efficiency reports in the mail.
It said something like, of the surrounding 100 homes, you're in the top 5%. And I was like, sweet.
But then Michael asked Bill what his score was.
And apparently his was just a tad lower than mine, and I didn't understand that because he's always home and there's always something turned on in his house. So it kind of motivated, it kind of got me going, like, I gotta beat Bill.
He laughs, but his wife Miriam says, no, really, he's serious.
He did say that he wanted to be the winner on that.
And to prove it?
About a month ago, I went out and I bought a couple LEDs for the house.
Take that, Bill. Now, until Michael started getting these energy report cards, he didn't pay much attention to the mail he got from the utility company. Baffling kilowatt graphs and flyers with energy-saving tips. It felt like junk mail. Across town, at the offices of Glendale Water and Power, Atine Haratunian agrees. She's in marketing for the utility.
Just sending them a bill insert or sending them messages isn't always working.
Since Glendale partnered with O-Power, Haratunian says customers who received the report cards have reduced their energy use between 3 and 4% on average.
That inner competitiveness comes out and they want to rank better on the list.
In fact, in studies, these sorts of keeping up with the Joneses approaches to spurring energy efficiency have twice the impact as simple pleas to do the right thing. But Paul Ferraro, an economist at Georgia State University who tracks these social comparison strategies, says if this method gets too popular, there may be a hidden cost.
If we start doing these comparisons in many different domains, we may be triggering people to keep an eye on other people's behavior even more than we do already. And that could lead to some social discord.
Talk about keeping up with the Joneses. My wife and I are always looking at our yard, and we're going, okay, what would Patty do?
Steven Schwartz lives in Adams Hill, one of the nicest parts of Glendale, and his next-door neighbor, Patty Silversher, has what everyone agrees is the most beautiful yard in the neighborhood. English country theme, gazebo, babbling brook. But Schwartz says the new energy report cards his family gets have him looking at her yard in a new light, like that brook.
That's the sound of energy being used.
Patty Silversher, the owner of the brook, comes to the door and admits she didn't get a very good energy score.
Actually, I went to a couple of the neighbors and we just were kind of laughing about it because it seemed like everybody was worse than the other person. And so if we're all so bad, then who's the good people here?
And then another neighbor, Suzanne, from down the street, chimes in.
Are you the good people? What were you given a letter saying that you?
We were way low. Yeah, we were really good.
Good. Yeah.
As the neighbors start politely comparing notes, timed lights, energy efficient bulbs, dimmer switches, I figure it might be a good time to go.
You guys aren't going to get in a fight when I leave you now. Over.
No.
we're there's
good.
No tension.
No.
In a few months, they'll have even more Joneses to keep up with. O-Power recently partnered with Facebook so people can compare their energy use not just with their neighbors, but with their Facebook friends. For the California Report, I'm Chrissy Clark.
We've got that cartoon, Keeping Up with the Joneses, posted on our website. Check it out at californiareport.org/climatewatch.